Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the Gospel of Mark. We stay in chapter 7 today with verses 31 through 37. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." So today in Mark 7, verses 31 through 37, recounts a powerful moment in Jesus' ministry, showcasing his miraculous healing of a deaf and mute man. In this passage, Jesus departs from the region of Tyre and Sidon and travels to the Decapolis, where people bring a man to him, pleading for healing. Jesus takes the man aside, away from the crowd, and touches his ears and tongue with a simple command, "Ephphatha," meaning "be opened." The man is immediately freed from his afflictions. This miracle not only highlights Jesus' divine authority, but also serves as a profound reminder of the transformative power of faith. These verses embody the essence of Jesus' mission to bring hope, healing, and salvation. The crowd, astonished by the miracle, can't help but proclaim the good news, saying he has done all things well. Their reaction is a testament of how experiences with Christ compel believers toward evangelism. Just as the healed man was no longer silent, our encounters with Jesus urge us to share our faith. I can't keep my mouth shut. Surrendering all things to Christ can often feel daunting amidst life's challenges. Yet the peace that surpasses all understanding envelops us, reminding us that we don't carry our burdens alone. With our lives anchored in Christ, we find purpose and strength to proclaim the gospel. When we recognize the grace we've received, our hearts swell with the desire to share that same hope with others. As we reflect on the wonders he has performed, let us join the chorus of those who cannot remain silent. The good news of salvation is too profound to keep to ourselves. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue each and every day. And today is a day 7 of a novena that we're praying for our good friend James. I call it day 7 novena for the love of James. May God continue to bless him and give him transitional peace and purpose and passion to accomplish what God's will is in his life. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By his precious blood do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Today, my poem comes from Mark 7. It's verses 31 through 37. We've got a 5 stanza poem. It's titled, "He Has Done All Things Well." In the land where the crowds would gather, a humble man approached with care, for in his heart he bore a burden, a friend in silence trapped in despair. The people whispered, "Bring him near to the healer whose touch brings light. With a word the deaf man can hear, and the mute will sing with delight." He led the man aside from the throng to a place where the air was still. With a glance he shared a bond so strong, the Savior's heart knew the man's will. With fingers pressed to ears so closed, a sigh escaped deep from within. "Ephphatha," he spoke, as love enclosed. In that moment, the miracle would begin. The man was freed, his voices set free, with praises ringing in the air. Through touch and faith, the eyes could see a Savior's grace that answered prayer. Amen. I am Tom Shukruz. It's February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. And my son will be 39, I think, on Sunday. We're praying for him as we pray for his sister each and every day. I'm praying for her husband, her children, and my grandchildren, as we pray each and every day for all of them today. It's February 13th, 2026. I'm recording this morning at 4:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we have a special date tonight. We have a Valentine dance we're going to at our church. Looking forward to celebrating with our community the act of love, the act of faith, the act of hope. Amen. The act of charity, loving one another together. And we'll share a little bit of dancing together and give our grace over to those around us and call out to the name of Jesus, as our gospel reminds us today that we can't keep our mouths closed when we proclaim the name of Jesus. So we close today at 8:04 in Jesus' name, as we always do. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.